From KETR News, this is The Morning Bell, a discussion of all things education in Northeast Texas. On today's episode, we talk school security, as this past Sunday was the 15th anniversary of the Columbine shooting. We take a look at what local school districts are doing to keep their schools safe. I'm Daniel Starks, and class is starting. April 20th marked the 15-year anniversary of the shooting in Columbine, where 12 students and a teacher were killed when two students opened fire. The incident sparked a nationwide effort to get a better understanding of school security and to put policies in place for situations like that of Columbine and Sandy Hook Elementary. So what are school districts in Northeast Texas doing to prevent this from happening? I spoke with two districts this week and discussed the policies they have in place. I first spoke with Sherry Chester with Sulphur Springs ISD. She wears many hats within the district, and one of them is emergency management. And she explained to me that they are doing all that they can to make sure that students and faculty know what to do in a worst-case scenario.
Since 2006, Sulphur Springs ISD has been doing lockdowns, and we practice those. And really, we've had an approach called all. We alert, we lock down, and that's our limit. But after going to an extensive training, we are dropping that second L, and we are adding the I-C-E. And so we're going to start informing faculty of what's going on instead of just a command of a lockdown or shelter in place. And then we are looking at ways to be proactive. You know, instead of just lockdown only and shelter in place, there may be times to counter, and if need be, and if it's safe, we'll look at ways to evacuate. So we have been training staff in this. We've not thrown lockdown out. We do believe it's still the very best option to protect students, but we are recognizing the need to get a new set of skills in place.
That's what they're doing when it comes to a lockdown situation. But what about other things? Bonham ISD Superintendent Dr. Marvin Beatty says that they've brought in local law enforcement and city officials to discuss this matter and to put some policies in place.
Well, a year ago, we started the process by inviting the city manager, the police chief, and the fire chief to the table to have a conference about school security. And we put together an extensive security packet to respond to every imaginable emergency. And they reviewed it. They signed off. I signed off. The same with the principals. And having a uniform package, it's important not just for us to know what to do in case of an emergency, but it's also important for them to know when they come on site what the protocol is. So we involved everyone in that process. But having said that, this year the board voted to implement the Defender program, which is a program by which they authorize certain individuals on each campus to carry a concealed weapon. And we're in the process of doing extensive training on that, and we'll be ready to go with that in the fall of 14.
Those are what some districts are doing regarding policy and procedure. Next week, we'll discuss what can be done by the students in order to keep their schools safe. If you'd like to comment or suggest a topic for an upcoming segment, call us at 252-621-BELL, that's 2355, or email me at daniel@ketr.org. There's the bell, so that means we're out of time for today. Don't forget, all episodes are archived at ketr.org. For KETR News, I'm Daniel Starks.